Shalom aleichem, Rabbosai. Today's daf is Irvin daf Zion. We had been, talking about a case of a ches-shaped mavui, and we had been talking about applying two chumras, and therefore closing off each bend in the ches with a door. If you remember, we had a couple of machloks in between Rav and Shmuel. One as to whether a bent mavui is considered mafulash, i.e. open on both sides, or closed. Excuse me, again, when you look at each individual mavui in one direction, meaning not with the bent, not with the L, but in one direction, is that considered open or closed? And we had also machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, how you paskin in the case of an open mafulash mavoi, when it is open on both sides, what kind of adjustments do you need to carry in it? And according to Shmuel, we had said that he passes like Beis Hillel, according to Hananiah, which requires doors on one side and the Lechei Kor on the other side. So we had taken both chumras, one to view a ches shaped mavoi like a mafulash, an open mavoi. And we had taken Shmuel's chumrah of Beis Hillel to put a door at each of the bends and a lechei dekora at each of the ends that would lead into Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara says, now, one second. Mi avdinan ketrei chumri. We are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up towards the end of the line. The Gemara wants to know, really, is it really appropriate to take both chumras, right? Why is that such a good thing to do? That doesn't necessarily make so much sense, because we had Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. This is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chulin and other places. La'olam halacha k'beis Hillel, v'arotza lasos k'diri beis Shammai osa, k'diri beis Hillel osa. Right. Really, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But if you want to do like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, you can do whichever one you want. But Mikuli Beis Shammai, Mikuli Beis Hillel, Rasha. But if you take the kulas, the leniencies of both of them, so then you're a Rasha, because you're just looking for, you know, the Megal opinion all the time. But if you take the chumras of both of them, alava kazu omer, that's what the pasuk says. Pasuk in Koheles, haksil b'choshech holech. The fool, the idiot, walks in the darkness. Because why would you take both chumras? Right. So ella, rather, ik beis Shammai. If you're going to hold like beis Shammai, so then kikulehen ukuchumrehen. Just take, hold like beis Shammai straight up. Hold like their kulas and hold like their chumras. Iki beis Hillel kekuleim ukechumrehem ukechumrehon. Just pick one. Pick a shita. Stay with it straight away. Don't look for kulas. Don't keep both chumras. Doesn't make any sense. Why would we say here that we would take both chumras and apply it to our case of a ches shaped mavui? So Gemara says, first of all, just to clarify what we just said, Hagufa Kasha. The Brisa that we just quoted is difficult in and of itself. Amarta, you said, La'olam alach k'beis Hillel, v'hadar Amarta, harot zelas is giv beis Shammai osa, right? K'div beis Hillel osa. First of all, you said the halach is like beis Hillel, and then you said, well, if whatever you want to do, you can do like beis Shammai or beis Hillel. Well, if the halacha is like beis Hillel, so why can you do like beis Shammai? Gemara gives a couple of possibilities. Lo kasha, first possibility, it's no question. Kan kol the baskol, kan la'achar baskol. Whether it was before or after the baskol. So, what baskol are we talking about? So, there was a baskol that came out, we're going to see in about a week, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So, well, okay, so if it's before the baskol, so then you can choose whichever one you want. If it was after the baskol, so then it's appropriate, obviously, to paskin like Beis Hillel. V'boi Zema, another answer, Hava Halach or Baskol, that both of the cases can be after the Baskol. Rabbi Yeshua, and it's really Rabbi Yeshua, Shita, Delo, Mishkach, Baskol, that we do not listen to a Baskol. Rabbi Yeshua, Shita, there it's in the Gemara, in Bava Metzia, in the famous case of Rabbi Eliezer, and the oven, whether it's Mekabel Tumah or not, whether it has a status of a clear or not. There's a big machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Basically, Rabbi Eliezer did all these miraculous things, called for a baskol to come prove his shita, and for the tree to split and the river to run backwards, etc., etc. And Bas Kol came out and said, Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua got up and said, Ein mashkichum Bas Kol. We do not listen to a Bas Kol. Lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in the heavens. So, okay, so if we hold it like Rabbi Yeshua, so then even though the Bas Kol comes out and says, Allah is like Beis Hillel, so that doesn't matter. So therefore, according to that price, you can choose whichever one you want. V'bayisema, third possibility, Haki Kamar, this is what it means to say. Not that you can really choose between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. No, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But kol heicha de mishkachas trei tanoi v'trei amoroi de pligi adadi ke'in machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Any place you have a machlokas between tanoim or amoroim that's just like the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, lo lo avik kikule demar v'loke chomer demar v'kichomer demar. Don't take all of the kulas and all of the chomras. Ela o kikule demar v'kichomer demar. And rather, pick one. Pick one side of the machlokes and follow that shita straight up. Okay, so that's what the braisa that we just quoted means. Mikol makom, however, regardless of how, whichever answer you pick, it's still a kasha. It's still a question. How could you take both the chumras by a ches-shaped mavui and apply it? So why, we just said over here that you have to follow shita straight away. So either pick Rav and his kulas and chumras, or pick Shmuel and his kulas and chumras. Why would you take the chumras in both cases? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, kuli k'Rav Avdua. Really, they held like Rav the whole way. Tam Rav Huna Marav, halacha vein morin kein. Because what was Rav's shita? If you remember, Rav said that the shita, the halacha, in the case of an open mefulash mavui, is like the Tanakama. That you need just a tzuris pesach on one side and a lechi nekorah on the other side. But Rav said halacha vein morin kein, that the halacha is true, that's the halacha, but we don't paskin like that, meaning we don't tell people about this pesach. Right? Rather, as Rashi points out, elekei chananya deboi delasos. Really, Rav would say that al pi halacha, meaning Rav says this is the halacha. Lamaisa, this is how I hold. But sometimes chachamim, Chazal did not want to start publicizing these things because it may lead to inappropriate, people would be lax in keeping the halachos or whatever. So halacha v'ein morin kein, that this is really halacha, but we choose a more stringent opinion to actually put into action. So even though Rav held like Tanakama, really he said that like Chananya is how we should act, and therefore it was entirely Rav's shita that you have to add the doors. Well, what about Rav Adbar Ava, who says that actually the halacha is like the Tanakama, and this is how you should paskin? Mike Lamimar, so what do you do over there? Right, you're taking two chumras. We're back to our original question. So Rav Shizbi, kilovdin and kichumrei debate shrei hecha desasri adadi. What do you mean? When do you say you don't take the chumras of both sides? That's only when they contradict each other. Straight up, meaning there's an inherent contradiction in both chumras. Kigon, like what's that? For example, like the case of shidra vilgugolas, like the case of a spine and a skull. What's that? That's a tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah chulin, Mishnah olos elsewhere. Hashidra vilgugolas shechasru. Let's say in general, a spine and a skull will be metame ba'ohel. Okay, but how much? Of the spine and the skull need to be missing for it no longer to be considered a spine and a skull. I mean, for it no longer to be metame underneath an ohel. So the Mishnah says, Shidra v'agulgolas shechasru. If you have a spine and a skull that was missing, v'kami chisaron b'shidra, how much of a spine needs to be missing for it no longer to be considered a spine? Veshame omrim shtei chulios, two vertebrae. Veshel omrim chulia achas, one vertebrae. Ubegilgoles veshame omrim. Veshame says by a skull, kemale makdach, like the amount of a makdach was a tool that they would use. You ever see like sculptors using a hammer and then a sharp tool that they hammer and the sharp point kind of like hits the sculpture? Right, they're not chiseling with like one tool, they're chiseling with two tools, and they have like a, I don't know, like a pointy kli in the left hand, and like a hammer that's hitting the tool. So that's a makdach. I'm not sure exactly what the English translation is. But it's enough of that would be a whole board in the skull for that size would no longer make it a skull. However much you would take from someone who's alive and would kill him. Okay, so fine. So Shammai and Beis Hillel argue as to how much, right, that would be, how much is to be taken away from either a spine or a skull, and it would no longer be considered a spine or a skull, and it would no longer be Matami Boel. And this is the point over here. The Chen Le'inyan Trefa. So too, by a Trefa. Now let's just take the vertebrae case, because it's easier to visualize. According to Beishamai, two vertebrae means a spine is no longer a spine. That's by an Ohel. So now, what about a Trefa? Hilchos Trefos, right? We have an animal that is alive, and you shecht it, and you find out, you know what, it was missing two vertebrae. So that is a Trefa. Okay? According to Beis Shammai, that's a Trefa. According to Beis Hillel, even one vertebrae is no longer considered a spine. Right? It's no longer going to be Metame Ba'ohel. So even one vertebrae is going to make something into a Trefa. Well, one vertebrae, according to Beis Shammai, does not make something a Trefa. Again, a Trefa, you're not allowed to eat. If you shecht the cow and it has one vertebrae, so according to Beis Shammai, that's still considered a spine. According to Beis Hillel, it's not considered a spine. Right, they consider that if the spine is no good, and it's considered a trefa as if the animal is going to die. So the kula that Beis Hillel would say by the tuma and the ohel turns into a chumrah by Hilchos Trefos, because it hinges on one exact point, meaning how many vertebrae can be missing from a spine to call it no longer a spine. So, according to Beis Hillel, it's one vertebrae. So therefore, if you're missing one vertebrae by Tumas Ohel, it's no longer being Metame Ba'ohel. So that's a kula. But if you're missing one vertebrae by an animal, yeah, it's going to be a trefa. Well, that's a chumra, that's more machmir. Now the animal is treif, now you can't eat it. Where Beis Shammai would say you can still eat it, because Beis Shammai says you need to have two vertebrae to not consider it a spine anymore. So again, the reverse is true by Beis Shammai. If you have two vertebrae missing of a spine, and it's not Matame Ba'ohel, i.e. if you have one vertebrae missing, then it is Matame, that's a Chumrah. But by Trefos, only when you have two vertebrae missing is it going to be Treif. If you have one vertebrae missing, it's still kosher, that's a Kula. Well, if you take both Chumras and both sides, well, then you're Exil Holech B'choshech. Then you're an idiot. Then you're a fool walking in the darkness. Because it hinges on the exact same point. Right? How many vertebrae are missing before this is considered no longer a spine? Whatever you say will have results, both the Kula and the Chumra, depending on what realm of Allah you're talking about. That's why we say you're a fool for taking both Chumras. Back in the Gemara, Avahecha Delos Asriya Dadi. But any time you have two Chumras that don't inherently contradict each other, like this case, Rav Shmuel, by the case of an open mefulash mavui, and the case of a L-shaped mavui. So therefore, Rav Dinan, there you can take both chumras, and it's totally fine. Okay. So the Gemara says, one second, Meikha, the Sastri, the Adadi, law of Dinan, but when you have a contradiction, you're still not allowed to take both chumras. Masiv Rav Mesharshia says, I'll give you a question. Maisa Rabbi Akiva should look at Esrog be'echod b'shvat. Rabbi Akiva picked an Esrog on the first day of Shvat. There is a machlokes at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah as to when Tu B'Shvat is. Well, we know, obviously, Tu B'Shvat Igia, Chagol Ilanos, yay, fun day to eat, I don't know, all sorts of fruit that you'd never eat before. Buxer would never touch it. Tu B'Shvat, lovely. Okay, anyway. So that's actually machlokas. Beis Hillel says that Tu B'Shvat is Tu B'Shvat. Beis Shammai say it's actually the first day of Shvat. It's on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Well, who cares? Well, that determines what year of the Shemitah cycle. And when you pick an Esrog, the day you pick it determines what year it lands in. And that year does not hinge on Rosh Hashanah. That year hinges on either Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now, who cares what year it is? Well, depending on what year you pick it, that depends on what kind of Meiser you're going to give. Obviously, every year you give Truma and Meiser, Truma's Meiser, but For Meiser Sheni, you give in first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. And Meiser Ani, you give in the third and the sixth year. So what happened here? Rabbi Akiva picked an Esrog on the first day of Shvat, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, i.e. Beis Shamashita, v'nog bo Beis Isurim. And he took two Meisers, Echad k'dir Beis Shamay, v'echad k'dir Beis Hillel. And it was, I guess it was the third year, and he wasn't sure, right? He picked it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Maybe it was a second year going to third year, so he didn't know if he should give Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni, and he took both. Right, that seems to be, that's contradictory, meaning when is the new year for trees that will determine what year this fruit is now Chayv and Shuvos and Meisros for? Is it Rosh Chodesh or is it Tu B'Shvat? Well, Rabbi Akiva picked it on Rosh Chodesh, and he kept both years. What's going on over here, right? That's an inherent contradiction. Why did Rabbi Akiva keep both Chumrans? So Rabbi Akiva, Gamrei istapek leiv lo yoda ibeis hillel. So sorry, a little fast. Based Rabbi Akiva, that was different because Gamrei istapek leiv. He was confused as to what halacha he learned from his rebbeim. Lo yoda ibeis hillel b'chad b'shvat amar iba chamesar b'shvat amar. Right, we have the Mishnah, but Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure what he learned from his rebbeim, i.e. beis hillel. He wasn't sure what beis hillel paskin. He wasn't taking beis shamashita. He wasn't sure what beis hillel paskin. And therefore, avad hachalachum, rav hachalachum. Therefore, he took both of them just to make sure. What's it called? Made sure that he took Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni. The Tosfos over here doesn't say. Says he quotes Yerushalmi that says that he didn't actually take both Meisros, that he actually made Meiser Al Tnai, meaning, again, what do you have to do for Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni, you have to either eat in Yerushalayim, or you can be poded, you can redeem it outside Yerushalayim, and then bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then buy whatever you want. Meiser Ani, obviously, you just give to a poor person. So Rabbi Kiva, he just did both. He first of all, redeemed it outside Yerushalayim, like Meiser Sheni, brought the money to Yerushalayim, and then gave it to a poor person. But he didn't take 10%. Okay, either way, fine. So maybe that works out. So it comes out from the sugya that you can really, well, the Gemara insists, obviously this is a much bigger discussion, but at least from over here in the Gemara, it seems that when should you not take both chumras? When do you apply the ksil holich b'choshev, you're a fool, you're an idiot? That's when the chumras contradict each other. They're inherently contradictory, but if they don't inherently contradict each other, it seems that it would be okay to take both chumras. Okay. Now, different topic completely. Back to Hilchos Erudah. Yosef, Rav Yosef, kamei de Rav Huna, v'yosef v'karma. Rav Yosef was hanging out with Rav Huna, and he said the following. Amar Yudah Marav. Machokes besartia mikan, besartia mikan. Right, again, we've been talking about a mefulash mavoi, an open mavoi, open on both sides, to Rishus HaRavim. What do you do? Again, we had the three shitas yesterday. The Machokes, Rav said that the Machokes is when you have a Sartim Mikan, Resartim Mikan, Upalti Mikan, Upalti Mikan. The Machokes is when you have a Rishus HaRavim on both sides of the Mavui. Aval Sartim Mikan, Ubiko Mikan, but if you have a Rishus HaRavim on one side and a Bika on the other side, a Bika, for intents and purposes, is like a back area between houses that is not used. It's not like it's a chutzner type in terms of structure, but nobody uses it. It's like behind houses. Right, so you have something that separates between the Mavui and Rishus HaRavim. It opens into an area that's not used. So you have Rishus HaRavim on one side and a Bika, an unused area on the other side. Oh, Bika Mikan, Bika Mikan, or the Mavui goes into both. On both sides is bordered by this bika, this unused area. So did I read that right? No, I may have skipped a line. There's a lot of similar words here. Let's read from Aval. Aval sarti mikan ubika mikan ubika mikan ubika mikan. Right. If you have either Rosh Hashanah on one side and a bika on the other side, or the mavui is bordered on both sides by this bika, by this unused area. So oset tzuras pesach mikan v'lechi v'kor mikan. You make it tzuras pesach on one side and a lechi and the kora on the other side. So the Gemara says, Hashta sarti mikan ubika mikan. I don't understand. If you have Rosh Hashanah on one side and this bika, this unused area on the other side, also the Tzurz HaPesach Kan Alech V'Kar Mikan, and you can fix that with the Tzurz HaPesach Kan Alechi, so why do you need to teach me the case of Bika Mikan and Bika Mikan Mibaya? Now you don't need to teach me the case when it's bordered on both sides with this unused area. So I don't think Kamar is the Gemara. He says, no, this is what I meant to say. It's the same thing. When you start the Amikan, the Bika Mikan, if you have a Rishus or Abim on one side and a Bika, an unused area on the other side, that then goes into another Rishus or Abim. Should have mentioned that. Again, if you have the diagrams, it's really, really helpful. So then Nasa can Bika Mikan or Bika Mikan. It's as if you have a Bika, an unused area, on both sides. Okay, so again, just to clarify, again, the case is you have a mavoi that on one side goes into Rishos Rabim, on the other side you have this unused area, this you know, not a backyard really, but a back area between houses that nobody uses, and that in turn extends, it opens into Rishos Rabim. So we said you can put a Tzeres HaPesach on one side and a Lechi Vikora on or a Kora on the other side. Well, Misayim Be Mishmei D'Rav Yehuda. And he finishes, Rav Yosef, who quoted Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, he Misayim Be, he finished in the name of, not Rav, but Rav Yehuda, right, that the following, Imaya Mavui Kala L'Rechava, that if the Mavui would, go into a Rechava, a Bika is a Carmelis. I take it back. A Bika is a Carmelis, and not at this back area, which is unusable. The Bika, I'm just trying to find it in Rashi over here, because the Rechava is this back area that's not usable. A Bika, yeah, Rashi says, Bika is Carmelis v'Yisur the Rabbana. So again, to recap, I apologize. To recap, the Brisa just said, we quoted Rav by saying that if the Mavoi, yeah, this gets a little bit confusing, that if the Mavoi opens up on one side to a Rishus Rabim and the other side to a Carmelis, so then you can take a Lechi and a Korah on one side, and the Tzeres HaPesach on the other side. Now, Rav Yosef quotes Rav Yehuda, that says, if the Mavoi went into a back area that is unused, and then in turn went into a Rishus HaRabim, Ein Tzorech Klum. You don't need anything. Why don't you need anything? I.e., you don't need anything on that side. Why? Because we view as if it's closed off on three sides. It's as if the Mavoi is a closed Mavoi Sasum. The back area is if it's a wall. If nobody goes back there, it's as if it's a wall, even though that back area opens into Rishus HaRabim. So now you have a Mavoi again, opens up into Rishus HaRabim. On the other side, it opens into this Rechava, this back area that nobody uses. That's considered to be a wall, and therefore you don't need anything on that side, and all you would need would be a Lechi or a Korah or a Tzeres HaPesach on the side that opens up into the Rishus HaRabim. That was in the name of Rav Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi the Rav Yosef, Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, Ha Rav Yehuda, that which Rav Yehuda said, that, again, this idea that the Rechava can serve as like a wall type to intersperse between the Mavui and the Rishus HaRabim, that's the Shmuel. That must be in the name of Shmuel, right? Often throughout Shas we have Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, we also have Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, right? Like we just had right now, right? The Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. So this is in the name of Shmuel. Deed the Rav, because if he's quoting Rav, then Kashi the Rav the Rav Batarti. It's dually, there are two things here that are against Rav's Shita. Dam Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav, because Rav Yirmiya said the name of Rav, Mavui Shenifrat b'malo l'chotzer. If you have a Mavui that was broke, you have a break in the Mavui completely, meaning entirely, right? And it leads into a chotzer. For example, the Mavui, the wall broke, the whole thing fell down, I don't know, earthquake, whatever, and now it leads, on one side of Shusha Rabim, and now it goes into a chotzer. If it's a chotzer kenegdo, and the other side of the chotzer is also open, and therefore it goes into Rishus HaRabim, i.e., now you have a mavui that on one side goes into Rishus HaRabim, on the other side goes into the chotzer, and on the other side of the chotzer you have a Rishus HaRabim, so then chotzer muteris umavui aser. A chotzer is muter to carry in, but the mavui is aser, i.e., obviously unless you fix it. Again, the chatzer is still considered a chatzer, even though there's a shusher rabbim on one side and the mamon on the other side, because that must be less than 10 amos, yeah? Fine. And the mavui is usher because you need to fix it because we assume that people are going to pass through and it's considered a mavui mefulash, it's considered to be open. So Gemara says, v'amai, lehevi k'mavui shekola l'rechava. Why don't we just treat that like our case that we just quoted, right? We quoted a case of a mavui that leads into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, leads into a rechava, this back area where nobody uses, and then that goes into Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Why don't we view this case that Rav said that the chatzer is mutter and the mavoi is usser without any fixing? Why don't we view it as the same thing? Right? We paskin ein tzorach klum. Rav Yehuda said you don't need to do anything on that side when you have the chatzer or the rechava that leads into Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So why does Rav say that you need to fix up the mavoi? So Malay, so Rav Yosef said, but back to Abaye, it could be you're right. I'm a loyadana. I'm not sure if Rav, this is, say, Rav was, I'm not sure if Rav Yehuda was saying the name of Rav or Shmuel. I just know where it came from. Because Uvda Avad Bedura de Rav Asa, there was a case in a Bedura, a village of shepherds, Mavoi Shekola Rechava Hava, and there was a Mavoi that went into this back area that nobody used it, and then there was Rechava went into Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's our case. Also, the commander of Yehuda, below it's Rechav below me. And when they asked for Yehuda, and he said, nah, you don't need to do anything. Everything is good. V'kashim Mishmei de Rav, and Echinami, if there's a kasha because of Rav, so to have it, so then to have it, Mishmei de Shmuel. V'lo kasha midi. Right, so fine, okay, Beseder. And if this would be, if this psak would be difficult according to Rav, so fine, it must be that he's quoting Shmuel. This question is, Hash to Damar later, Rav Sheshit is Rav Shmuel bar Abba. One second. Rav Sheshit said to Shmuel bar Abba, Varmi later, Rav Yosef bar Abba, maybe he said to Rav Yosef bar Abba, Asbar alocha, I'll explain to you that it may be that Rav could agree with this Shita. Because Kansha Irvu, Kansha Lo Irvu. It could be that it depends on whether the Chotzer and the Mavoi had an Eruv that were made together. It could be that when Rav said it was Usser, again, in his case, when the walls fell down, and the Mavoi then led on one side to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, on the other side to a Chotzer, and then subsequently into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it could be that that case was that the Chotzer and the Mavoi did not have an Eruv Chatzeros, they were not joined together. But it could be that if they did, so then Rav would say it's mutter to carry in the Mavoi. So therefore, Durav, Adurav, Namilo Kasha. So then, there's no stira between both Shitas, Rav, when he said it's usher to carry the Mavoi, and the Shita of Rav Yehuda that said you don't need to do anything to that side of the Chatzer that leads into the Rechava. Because kancha eruv bnei chotzer in bnei mavui kancha lo eruv, because it could simply be whether there is an eruv that would join the mavui and the chotzer, or the mavui and the rechava. If there is one, so then it would be mutter. You don't have to do anything else. And if there isn't one, so then you need to fix it, and there would be us. Okay, shkoy hakodah rabosai. Mitzvah Hashem will go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. This topic does continue, so definitely kedai to chazer. And Mitzvah Shem, we will tackle one of the more difficult conversations in the Masechta. Although I feel like I'm saying that every daf, but all right. Either way, have a great day or night, or both sides, depending on where you are listening to this.